Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
It's a Tuesday morning, 25 past 9. I'm Disha Oberoi. You're listening to Red FM. The show is called Morning Number 1. And keeping me company today is a very feisty orator, a man born and raised in Bangalore. Barely needs any introduction. We're talking about a man who doesn't mince his words. He's been a part of the government, which is why he understands how it functions and which is why pay very close attention to him. Mohan Das Pai. Sir, the stage is yours.
See, Bangalore pays about 70% of the 86,000 crores of taxes the state government collects from its citizens. It will be something like about 58,000 crores. Bangalore pays the union government 90,000 crores of income tax and corporate tax.
Mr. Pai, you know, for the past couple of years, whether it's calls, WhatsApp messages, voice notes, social media interaction, when people are asked what is the need of the hour in Bangalore, there are lots of different issues, but right on top of the list, majority of the people say roads.
See, Bangalore roads have got two problems. The first problem is high corruption. About 35-40% of the roads, the money spent on roads in Bangalore is eaten away by corrupt practices because of bad tendering, corrupt contractors and corrupt people in the BBM. It's very clear. And many times, sometimes they make bills in the office and they eat away the money. And because of bad quality roads, if the monsoon and other times of rain, it gets away. Second is the roads are not clean. If the road has got dust, the dust will grind the surface of the road as and when the vehicles go. That's why OAR says the roads are clean. There is no dust on the road anywhere in the world. Bangalore, there's a lot of dust on the road. Nobody cleans the road. When the vehicle goes on the road, the surface gets destroyed. Third is, you know, there is no proper campering. Campering is, you have to curve the road to the edge so that water goes into the drains. And the water doesn't stand. If water stands, the tar gets destroyed. And lastly, there are not enough drains on the side, so water stands and water stagnates because the drains are not well maintained. All this makes sure the life of the road is less. On top of that bad quality, on top of that corruption, and you get what is there in Bangalore. So this is a management issue, a governance issue which has to be fixed. It's not a money issue alone. The government will pour money, but if the money gets eaten away, you get a bad quality product. At the end of it, what do you get? I mean, the roads have to be good quality. And all over the world today, when the road is relaid, you chip away the top surface up to 100 mm, take away the top layer, chip it away, and then relay the layer. Here in Bangalore, on top of the road, they put a layer within 24 hours and say there's a new road. Then they go break the top of the road for the manhole covers. To say manhole covers are now covered by a layer, we have to cut it. Somebody else then cuts it. Then somebody cuts the road and destroys the whole road in 1 year. So the practices, what happens here is wrong. And that's the major reason.
Mr. Pai, I believe BPAC, you guys have worked out a bunch of options and solutions and proposed those solutions to the government as well.
Yes, the proposed solution has been given to them. Government knows what the proposed solution is. The proposed solution is very, very clear. One, the standards for road making have to be improved and made up to date. Two, the process for road making which is available has to be put into place. Third, bigger tenders have to be done. That means you must give work for 100 kilometers of road tendering up to a standard. Then this local crooks who are contractors and regular and some of this ward councillors, etc., they won't form. They will not come. And what R.K. Mishra has done is, in many parts of Bangalore, he's making concrete roads. The concrete roads will last a long time. You can see the road opposite the Kantira Stadium, which has been concretized and proper drains have been constructed. Tender shoe roads are very, very good. They've been properly constructed, except they're not maintained. You come to Cunningham Road, a beautiful road, a lot of money spent, but so dirty, muck on the road, the pavement is caved in, the tiles are broken. There is no maintenance. If they don't maintain the road, everything will deteriorate. How much of money you spend, it will deteriorate. And recently, somebody did a ward survey for Purna Karmikas. In one ward, they found that 40% of them were supposed to be the roads don't exist. They're ghost workers. The money is siphoned away. The biggest challenge for Bangalore is corruption. BBMP is a very corrupt organization. They don't have enough management. It's a small group of officers trying to run 1 crore people. It's unheard of. I mean, Bangalore is 1/6 of Karnataka in terms of population. You can't get it run only by one IAS officer or 3-4 IAS officer. That's why we wanted Bangalore to be broken up into 5 separate corporations. And if there are 5 separate corporations, there is people participation, I think it will work. One single corporation, it will never work. So we are doomed to bad roads, high corruption, lack of governance. It's not a money issue. It is a corruption issue. It's a governance issue.
Morning number one,
The show. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho. The show.